Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Democrat Representative Rashid Tlaib of Michigan has been attacked for saying that she gets a calming feeling when she thinks of the Holocaust. That should only have been a small part of the exception people took to her comments, because that's not all that she said. So put it in context, and here is what she said. There's kind of a calming feeling, I always tell folks, when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust, the fact that it was my ancestors, Palestinians, who lost their land, and some lost their lives, their livelihood, their human dignity, their existence in many ways, had been wiped out, and some people's passports, and just all of it was in the name of trying to create a safe haven for Jews post the Holocaust, post the tragedy and the horrific persecution of Jews around the world at that time. And I love the fact that it was my ancestors that provided that right in many ways, but they did it in a way that took their human dignity away and it was forced on them. The so-called calming feeling is what everyone's focusing on. The context she tries to create is another unjust and horrific attempt to rewrite history, and it's all based on a false notion. Her ancestors did not provide a safe haven for Jews after the Holocaust, or for that matter, during the Holocaust. She's lying to assuage her own guilt and to create a piece of history that never existed. The newly elected member of the Knesset, Michael Shear, recently stated, quote, "The Arabs did not provide the Jews with anything after the Holocaust except more wars and deaths. Israel was forced to deal with terrorism and the Arabs' repeated rejection of coexistence and peace until they had no choice but to defend themselves," end of quote. By the way, she continued, "The Arabs did not agree to recognize the right of the Jews to the state at that time, and the Arabs are certainly not willing to recognize it today." An important point she underscored was that in the state of Israel, there are estimated 1.8 million Muslims living in the most secure and democratic country in the Middle East, which affords full equality of rights between Jews and Muslims, between women and men. The truth is that no other country in the Middle East affords the rights Muslims have in Israel. To one of the most important points, during World War II, the so-called Palestinian Arabs worked side by side with Nazi Germany to exterminate the Jews. The Grand Mufti leader of the Arabs in British Mandate Palestine, Amin al-Hussani, was in direct contact with Heinrich Himmler, the father of the Nazi final solution for exterminating the Jews. A 1943 telegram sent by Himmler to the Palestinian Grand Mufti was found in the National Library archives and reads, "The National Socialist Movement of the Greater German Reich has since its inception upheld the fight against world Jewry. It is for this reason that it closely follows the struggle of the freedom-seeking Arabs, and particularly in Palestine, against the Jewish invaders. The common recognition of the enemy and the joint struggle against it is what creates the firm foundation between Germany and freedom-seeking Muslims around the world. In this spirit, I am pleased to convey to you, on the anniversary of the execrable Balfour Declaration, warm wishes for your continued struggle until the great victory." Now, also during the war, the Grand Mufti sent a delegation to Nazi Germany to coordinate mutual efforts in the Middle East. So to Congresswoman Tlaib, who wants the world to think the so-called Palestinian Arabs sacrificed to make the Middle East a safe haven for the Jews, your revisionism has been stamped no sale. The fact that the Democrat leadership continues to defend you only speaks to their own blatant anti-Semitism. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.